Throughout America's history, from the Battle of Lexington to the Battle of Fallujah, African-American soldiers have honorably answered the call to duty, serving with great valor and distinction in America's armed forces. And every February, U.S. Army and the other branches celebrate and pay tribute to black soldiers and recognize the important contributions they've made in the past wars and are continuing to make today in overseas contingency operations. And we are happy to have with us on the line this morning Chief Warrant Officer 4, Philip Brashears. He's with the Army Reserve currently. His father is a military legend, Carl Brashear. We'll get to his story in just a moment. But, Philip, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
So let's get a little bit into the story. If we could start with your father, the first African-American master diver. How would somebody who comes from, a part of the country that doesn't have much ocean into it, end up deep-sea diving, so to speak?
Well, I will tell you, sir, diving really doesn't have anything to do with swimming, although my dad was a great swimmer in the puddles and ponds in rural Kentucky, but diving is a much more intricate job skill, sir, and my dad was able to make it out of Kentucky to be one of the greatest divers this country's ever had.
There's a lot of mental, they're all about mental, I think, more than physical sometimes with doing something like that. Tell me a little bit about his story. How did it come about that he was the first African-American master diver?
Well, during the 1950s, when my father first joined the military, there weren't any African-American divers. He was so astounded and astonished when he first saw his first diving procedure. He just fell in love with the fact that a man could go underwater wearing that dive suit and perform his job skills. And in the early 1950s, he just decided that's what he wanted to be, and he wasn't going to take no for an answer. And, sir, he worked hard to become the first.
When is it that you understood what his impact was on not only just on the military, but also sort of in history? When did that come clear to you?
Sir, to be honest with you, I was 38 years old when the movie Men of Honor came out, and I was sitting there watching the movie for the first time, and I was asking my dad, wow, you never talked about it. See, that generation never brought a lot of their problems home. My father endured everything he went through, and I learned more about my father at age 38 when the movie came out than I did growing up with him.
Philip, at what point did you decide to follow in your father's footsteps, so to speak, to get into the military?
Oh, that was as a teenager, sir. I knew that traveling with my father to the military bases and how they treated him with respect and such awe that I wanted to do the same thing. Although I didn't want to be a diver, I was always interested in aviation. So I kind of joked with my dad, Dad, I go up, not down, and that was kind of like a running joke between us.
Yeah, you guys, oh, you basically went in different directions, it seemed, in your military careers.
Yes, sir.
Talk about some of the other people maybe you learned of also through this time, of some of those in the African-American community that have had a rich legacy in the military.
Well, sir, for example, there's John Q.T. King, a World War II veteran who served in the Pacific and the Philippines. He was promoted to second lieutenant and then captain. When he returned to the United States, he joined the Army Reserve, where he served for 3 decades and attained the rank of Brigadier General, and he became the first Army Reserve black general officer.
And these are stories that sometimes come out years later, it seems. We know, even in the middle of things, we don't know about it, and as the history books are uncovered, more of these stories seem to come out, don't you think?
Oh, yes, sir. As our time goes on, a lot more of these notable people have been put into the history books, and it's just great for everybody to understand and learn the struggles that they went through to attain the ranks and achievements that they did.
How about your time serving in the military and how it maybe has changed over the time from the 1950s when your father went in to when you were in to maybe what you see with young men and women coming into the service at this time?
Well, I came into the military, sir, in 1981, and I've served close to 4 decades in the military. As my time continues on, I see that the newer generation are just so much more technically advanced, more computerized, more just technical skills, and it seems like the generations are getting a lot smarter than the time when I came in, and everything just seems to be more digital these days.
And, of course, it allows you to maybe do things, as I say, differently, but I guess the goal is the same, and the disciplines that you learned through the being in the military are pretty much the same, though.
Oh, yes, sir. The strict discipline, the regiment, the cohesion, the unit cohesion, all of those are still the same. It's just that today's soldiers are such much more technical and more advanced in the computer skills.
Right. Any other stories you could share with us for this Black History Month that you might want to get out to the world?
Oh, sure, sir. Major General Jonathan Woodson serves in the Army Reserve Medical Command as the commanding general. He's also been named a hero in medicine, a top African-American in medicine, and a top minority executive in healthcare. Sir, there are so many Black American stories that I could share with you. We have definitely paved the way and made a name for ourselves. And there's a place you can go to get even more information, sir, and I can give you the website.
Oh, and what would that be if you could share it with us today?
Sure, www.usar.army.mil. You can learn all about the great soldiers that have come before and those that are serving now on that website.
And, of course, I guess your father will always have an impact on you related to that. Do you share that story with others who are entering into the military? And as they say, you know, probably don't even consider themselves heroes. It's just after the fact that label is placed upon them.
Oh, yes, sir. I share my father's story as an example of courage and dedication and staying true to yourself. He overcame five hurdles to make it to the place where he was as one of the greatest sailors in this country's ever known. And I use the example of never quitting. My father just never quit. And I use that same example and lesson to everybody I meet to keep them going on, because you don't let life dictate to you. You dictate to life.
Well, I understand about that famous saying that your father has, which you keep close to you, about it's not a sin to get knocked down, it's a sin to stay down.
That's right, sir. My dad was a big boxing fan, and even though life may throw you some curves and knock you down, you still have to get back up in the fight. My dad believed in that.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, if people want to find out more about some of the African Americans in history over time in the military, where's a good place to get the details on that?
www.usar.army.mil.
Thank you very much, Philip. We appreciate your time this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.